This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But let's hear from Brian Snitker. They got a big weekend, too. I mean, obviously, the Hawks are literally must-win or their season's over. Yep. This is a really big series for the Braves.
Stop the bleed.
I think individually we all have to make adjustments. Internally, we're going to have to do it, and we're going to have to make it happen, and we're better than that. Yeah, obviously, but we're not until we are. That makes any sense.
It does.
It does, because I think you're better than this, but you are 5-13.
Yep.
So what matters? What I think or 5-13?
5-13.
5-13. Yeah. So let's be 8-13 by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's time to get going, man. I mean, that performance before they left Toronto was embarrassing. Let's call it what it is. 19 damn strikeouts.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yes, the offensive performance
Wednesday
was putrid.
It's embarrassing. Tonight the game is on Apple TV for those who will be looking for it.
Just like the Series C.
Yes.
That
and,
we all watched.
We found out about C. Yes, yes. That it will be on there. And, you know, just looking forward, because like, we're going back to a Monday after today, Chris Hill needs to have a good one.
Yep.
Chris Sale needs to have a good start at home and everything. But yeah, let's get the Chop House rocking today, man. Meaning a lot of baseballs flying in that area.
Yeah. Now, Chris Sale.
I don't care where they hit him. Just hit him out the park.
I don't care.
How about that?
We're past the point of being picky.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just score some runs. I don't care how you score them.
But it don't matter.
Bunt, errors, who cares? Little League inside the park, home run. But yeah, no, Chris Sale having a good start on Saturday is on the list of things that you'd like to see this weekend. Can't see that until tomorrow.
Right.
Today, I'd like to see this offense get after Chris Paddock, who has like a 10 ERA.
Yes.
Now, Bryce Elder's ERA isn't good either.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad as Chris Paddock's.
Where is it? Maybe two runs less?
Yes, yeah, so okay. 2 runs less.
Yeah.
Not too far. Not too much better. But yeah, Bryce Elder's he's rocking a 7.2 ERA right now.
But they kept him up for a reason.
Nobody else was available.
Oh,
I don't know what the reason is. I take it back.
They sent there it is. They sent AJ Smith Shaver.
Yeah, because he has options.
He has options.
He's pitched better than Elder did.
Damn sure it is.
But yeah, you gotta get it rocking, get it rolling tonight. You just need to see the offense go a little bit.
Yes.
What's the number? Like, what do you need? Conservatively.
One.
Well, we got one Wednesday.
Okay.
There's two numbers that I need to see improved upon.
Let me get five.
Five runs.
Let me get five.
Less than 12 strikeouts.
Damn.
Is that too much?
Less than 12?
Okay, less than 15.
Less than 15?
Yeah, less than 15 strikeouts.
Can we get less than like 10?
No. Come on. No. We can't. Again, we can't be too picky here.
Okay.
Less than 12 seemed ambitious.
All right, that's fine.
I don't know what the number is. I'm sure we could find it fairly easily, but probably not right now while we're on the fly. I don't know how many strikeouts they're averaging per game, but I bet it's a lot.
Yes.
I bet it's a lot.
Their approach is not there.
Yeah, approach hasn't been great.
that's all I can say.
I don't know what the approach is, but it hasn't been great.
That's all I can
say. Atlanta United's got Philadelphia on the road.
Is that,
they're another team that's off to not a great start. Hopefully they can get it going this weekend as well.
Is there trouble in paradise up there?
There has to be.
Right around the street. I'll say up there.
We're close to them today. Look, I mean,
I don't know.
You can't, just like we've said the last couple of years, it's a different thing, but it's similar in terms of, like, you can't sell me on this and what we're being sold on or were sold on this year was, look at all the money we spent.
Right.
Look at all the changes we made. We're bringing back Miguel Almiron. Look at all this. We've got a new manager. We've got a new front office. Like, all this change and all this money, and then these results, like, it's not good enough.
Talking about going rogue and, you know.
Yeah.
I
heard Ronnie Dyla talking about.
Yeah. Is it trouble in paradise over there? I don't know.
I mean, definitely. Their record sucks.
But no, I'm not talking about on the pitch. The
oh, in terms of like.
I'm talking about internally or something like that. You talking about folk going rogue and getting rid of folk. That just let me know, like, Maybe. I don't know. We'll have Joe Patrick on later on, and I'll ask him because you know Joe.
If anybody's
– Joe's going to spill it.
If anybody knows it's Joe, and if anybody can't wait to tell you, it's Joe, too.
Bo just sent it to me. They are 9.89 per game.
Second highest.
Second highest in baseball.
Okay, so under 10. Under 10 was reasonable. Okay. You were right with under 10.
Okay.
But that's what they average.
Damn.
They
average. Damn. Okay, so
let's just go 9. Let's go 9 strikeouts tonight.
All right.
We'll cut it in half from the other day. Maybe that'll result in some better